Let me go ahead and announce that the Committee on Natural Resources and Water is here today to hear one bill, Senate 414, by Senator Jackson. Before you begin, let's call the roll to establish a quorum.
Senators Pavley.
Here.
Stone.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Hertzberg. Hueso. Jackson.
Here.
Wanning.
Here.
Vidak. Wolk.
And I would like to just note for the record, one of the reasons we're hearing this sort of late in the process was the spill was a recent problem.
That's correct.
And this is in reaction to that spill. So, Senator Jackson, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. On May 19th of this year, which I remember because it was my birthday, tragedy struck my community when an onshore pipeline carrying crude oil ruptured and spilled at least 20,000 gallons of oil into the ocean off the Santa Barbara coastline, right in anticipation of Memorial Day, where people from all over the state and all over the nation had reserved the opportunity to come to our state beaches to recreate for the holiday. To address some of the shortcomings we have already identified in the response to this oil spill. Now, mind you, this oil spill was detected by some local people who were kayaking, but an actual response did not occur for over 5 hours, at which point a lot of this oil had been cast into the ocean through the currents and started heading out to sea. To address some of the shortcomings we've already identified, SB 414 requires the Office of Spill Prevention and Response, otherwise known as OSPR, to study how local fishing vessels and crews can best be utilized for immediate oil spill response. There were indeed fishing boats out in the area that could have, and we would argue should, at least if it happens in the future, be available to help make the early recovery of this oil. They know the currents and the tides better than anyone. We would like to see whether or not we can get them trained so that they can either voluntarily or through reimbursement or compensation be able to be there. It took 5 hours for a helicopter just to come up from Los Angeles to view the site and the problems when we already had fishing boats in the area that could have at least been somewhat helpful. So this will require that we study how these local fishing vessels and crews can best be utilized for immediate oil response. It also requires OSPR to report to the legislature the best achievable technology for oil spill prevention and response and to implement standards based on that report. It requires OSPR to notify the legislature if it's going to use dispersants in response to an oil spill within 3 days of their use. It also requires OSPR to report to the legislature within 2 months of the use of dispersants, the effectiveness of any dispersants used, including but not limited to negative environmental impacts associated with those dispersants. This bill had, up until an hour ago, no opposition and has received wide bipartisan support. And if I appear a little ired by this, it is because I am. I think this is not the way this place should operate. My understanding, it is SIPA. I know they have more than a few lobbyists on hand, and the fact that they have now indicated opposition is very troubling to me. With that, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right. Let's hear from your first witness.
Good morning, Chair Pavley, members of the committee. Amy Traynor, Director of the Westmoreland Environmental Action Committee. I want to thank Senator Pavley and her staff for their leadership on this very important bill. I want to thank the committee staff for their great thorough analysis. I would like to note that this bill does enjoy strong bipartisan support, as well as strong support in the environmental and environmental justice community. So we respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses.
Madam Chair and members, Sylvia Solis on behalf of the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association. We had a prior opposed position based on the language, but we're very grateful to the Senator and her staff for the work. The most recent set of amendments brings us to a full support position. So we're very thankful and ask for your aye vote.
Yes, thank you for coming and working with the author. Anyone else in support?
Kyle Jones with Sierra Club California in support.
Okay. Andrew Grinberg, Clean Water Action in support.
Anyone else in support of this measure? All right. Let's hear from the opposition. Should we say late opposition?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Anthony Thomas representing the California Independent Petroleum Association. Let me be very, very clear about something, members, and I respect our institution as a Californian, and I respect the process. We did officially come off of Senate Bill 414. Officially, and we stated that in committee. We came off because the member was gracious enough to take our concerns into consideration. But when you state that you're going to work with the opposition and the author, our understanding was you work with that entity to the end. Some amendments were taken on the bill. There was a section that was extracted out of the bill that we would have issues with, and we do have issues with Section 7. We were not notified of that. So we were not notified of that by the staff nor the member. Now, with that, we probably would have been able to work something through. The section that is extracted essentially does not allow our members to recoup any type of resources insofar as when we clean up, we get credit for it. That has been taken out. We have issues with that. That was not a part of our agreement when, in fact, we came off of the bill. We still think it's a good bill. We still think the bill should be signed into law. However, with this section, we do have an issue because now it's a cost issue for our members. If that section is placed back in, we're, again, off of the measure. And we don't think that's unreasonable. And I agree with the senator about the timing of the process. It is not good. Members, it's the second day before we end. It's not good. But however, I would be remiss if I wasn't representing the companies that I represent to bring this to the attention of the committee. If Section 7 goes back into the bill, we are fine with the measure and we're off the bill.
All right, other opposition? Would you like to sit down or is this just a name?
That's fine. Okay. Brian White on behalf of West Trace Petroleum Association. We don't have a position on the bill. We went neutral. Just recognize this language as well and we're trying to figure out where it came from. Existing law was fine, requiring that the penalties be reduced if companies clean it up. Striking that section, we're trying to figure out why that is even necessary. So we would like to have the language go back to existing law, and we would continue to be neutral, but that does raise some concerns.
All right. Any other people wishing to register their opposition to this measure? Okay, we need to turn back to the author and see what you would like to do given
that. Well, first of all, the section of the bill that is now being opposed was never a part of their original opposition. They were only concerned about the dispersants issue, which we more than, I think, generously extended to them. Their concerns now have resulted in a notification issue. We were hoping to ban the use of dispersants. We know that they're terribly toxic. They don't necessarily accomplish anything. But we took that amendment at their request. And that was their only concern that they articulated. So, and they went neutral on the bill, and that was that. The amendments, the set of amendments that came from the state. They came from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and OSPR requested these amendments. They were made then at the amendments were made at the request of the administration, and they were presented to us during that final week of the ability to amend the bill. My understanding is that this provision, what they want is they want offsets now. I mean, they spill this oil. Mm-hmm. They make a mess of the beach. It goes down to parts of Los Angeles. But when they clean up, if they clean up some of the oil, they get a little offset from the cost. Well, in this case, this would have amounted to about $20,000 in an $100 million cleanup. That's before we even get into the litigation for the costs associated with this spill to the communities, to small businesses, which suffered tremendously because of the spill. So this is a minimal at best. And, you know, in trying to work with the oil industry, we brought them in as early as we could. We took the amendments. For them now to be opposed, I think, again, as I said earlier, is disconcerting at the very least. I think this bill more than addresses legitimate concerns that have been expressed. This is a bill that's going to try to prevent this from happening in the future. We know, just like with our fires, when you can contain things early, you contain them so that they don't become a serious problem. That's what this bill tries to do, specifically in response to the oil spill that should not have occurred. We should not have had this kind of tremendous degradation of the ocean and our wildlife and our beaches and the ability of people to recreate and our small businesses. That's all this bill does. With that, I would ask for your aye vote.
Okay, but let's see if there's questions of members. Any questions of the author? Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator Jackson. I like almost all of your bill, especially the part where ocean-going vessels could help mitigate the spills. I was just curious, are you going to have some type of an ocean amber alert? What is the communication mechanism so that these boats, that it sounds like you've got them on board, could be like first responders and help?
That's part of what this study is going to try to do, find the most efficient, effective, early method of addressing the problem. These folks will have to be trained. This oil is extraordinarily toxic. And so the hope is that these people will be trained, have available to them if they need hazmat materials. I mean, part of this is educational. Part of this is the fact that if we know where the boats are, they can be first responders. And frankly, most of the boats, the fishing boats that were in that area, were desperate to try to help, because they recognized the impacts this was going to have on the coast and on their businesses and on the fish stock and so forth.
Okay. I think we can all agree that oil spills like this are very unfortunate events and can cause some significant environmental damage. And I'm sure the oil companies don't like incidents like this to happen. There are oil pipelines throughout the state of California. Unfortunately, this one breached. You mentioned a five-hour period of time that the oil companies came in and attempted to start to respond to the disaster.
What happened is it happened at 9 o'clock. They didn't do anything. They didn't report it for several hours, which is, we're trying to figure out why that could be. But I appreciate that, sir.
But I certainly understand the impacts and the concerns. But from a distance, when we saw the spill, at least from my neck of the woods, it appeared as though the oil industry was quick to try to clean up and mitigate the damage that had occurred. And I'm concerned that we're trying to be punitive by eliminating existing law that provides an incentive for those responsible for these spills to promptly mitigate the damages. You're talking about, I think you said, $100 million?
Over $100 million. Yeah. And that's just on the cleanup.
And I guess they would have been awarded $20,000 in credits against their fines, or if they were in compliance with existing law. So it seems like a very de minimis amount of money, but I like the incentive there that empowers the responsible party, if you will, for coming out and mitigating to the best of their abilities. And I'm sure that oil companies have very important contingency plans, because this is not something that they want to see happen. This costs them hundreds of millions of dollars. They want to prevent these types of things, but unfortunately these events do happen, and it seems like we're going to penalize them for stepping up to the plate as quickly as possible to help mitigate the cleanup.
I would look at it the other way, that I don't want to reward them for their behavior here. The penalty offsets don't incentivize activity. It's actually there's a unified command. They are part of it, but it's comprised of the emergency services people of OSPRA, and several other agencies that are the unified command that directs how this is all done. I think that is the experience. Senator, if they had just put in some valve shutoff mechanism, they would have saved close to $100 million. It wouldn't have cost that much to do it. They chose to avoid having to spend that small amount of money, sort of take their chances, play with the odds. It's really unfortunate. I think in hindsight, they might have thought that, but it was a business decision to save money, and as a result, not only did it cost them, but for the community, for the people of this state, for the wildlife, it became an extraordinarily expensive bad bet. And we'd like to try to make sure that these things don't happen going forward.
Okay. Let me turn to Senator Wolf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the bill, but just a comment. This was amended on September the 4th, and we got late opposition today. I mean, it just seems to me, I think there was a time. Where's Mr. Hertzberg? Is he on this committee? No.
Yes, he is.
He is. There's a, I remember staffers telling me at Governance and Finance there was a time that no one would even consider late opposition like this. But not all our traditions have remained, so I move the bill.
It's been moved by Senator Wolf. There's a question by Senator Allen.
I think just to get a little clarification on Senator Wolf's question, I mean, my understanding is that their concern was that you weren't in touch with them about one of the changes, and
They had removed their opposition from the bill. Generally, when someone removes their opposition from the bill, they're not the people you have to deal with anymore. They've removed their opposition.
My only, this is a group of folks who've demonstrated a good deal of power in this building over the past couple of days, and I think, staying in touch with them is, especially on something that should be non-controversial is always a good thing. But I very much enthusiastically support it and support your efforts.
Thank you, Senator.
And with that, Senator Jackson, would you like to close? And I would point out the amendment that was about a week ago is from the administration.
That's correct.
It sometimes takes a little while
yes,
to get
that
back
is true.
To the authors.
Yes.
And then, but it's for, I'm sure, to make sure that their fiscal issues relating to cleanup and use of OSPR are covered, and I'm sure that was part of their thinking.
We did try. This was an attempt to address a problem.
Your amendment.
We took, as was mentioned on the whole disbursements issue, we took a number of amendments. We worked with the opposition. We worked with the administration. These final amendments did come from the administration. That's what they wanted. That's what their agencies felt that they needed in order to reach the result that we're trying to accomplish here. They're not my amendments, but I recognize and appreciate OSPR's been working very closely with us, as has the Department of Fish and Wildlife. This has all been done in good faith, and that's part of my frustration.
Okay.
But with that, I would ask for your aye vote.
Okay. And the motion would be do pass. Accept the assembly amendments be concurred in. Roll call vote.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Stone.
No.
Stone, no. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg. Hueso. Jackson.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Hueso, aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Vidak.
No.
Vidak, no. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
6-0.
The motion passes. It's 6-2. And this meeting is adjourned. And I'll turn it over to Senator Hueso because energy's up next.